This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, July 10th. While the trade war with China continues impacting the grain market, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Today we're going to talk a little bit more about the soybean market. We've seen a good technical bounce. We're on a technical bounce, but probably not going to see a whole lot more unless we see the Chinese move to trade negotiations. First negative potential point is that the USDA is going to assume tariffs for their demand numbers for the supply-demand report coming up on Thursday. That means we could put in a pretty bearish number. The USDA could assume a pretty bearish demand number on that export market, especially going to China.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 18 and a quarter at 489 and a half. July corn was down 6 at 339 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 10, ranging from 590 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 6 and a quarter, ranging from 614 and 3 quarters to 624 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 25. And a half, ranging from 637 and a half to 662 and a half. Live cattle for August were down 67 and a half cents at 105.47 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 40 cents to 151.62 and a half. And July class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 14.18.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.